Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and rewarding topics in your OCR GCSE music course, expression. I'm talking about topic 1.3, and whether you're revising for your listening and appraising exam or polishing your integrated portfolio performance, this episode is going to give you everything you need. Expression is the beating heart of music. It's what separates a technically correct performance from one that genuinely moves an audience. And here's the great news. OCR examiners absolutely love it when candidates demonstrate precise knowledge of expressive devices. So by the end of this episode, you'll know exactly what to say, how to say it, and which Italian terms will earn you those extra marks. Let's get into it. So, what exactly is expression in music? At its core, expression refers to the manipulation of four key musical elements: dynamics, articulation, tempo, and phrasing. Together, these tools allow a composer or performer to communicate mood, character, and emotion. Let's break each one down. First up, dynamics. Dynamics refers to the volume of the music, how loud or soft it is. Now, this sounds simple, but OCR examiners want precision. Don't just write, "it gets louder." Instead, use the correct Italian terminology. If the music gradually gets louder, that's a crescendo. If it gradually gets softer, that's a diminuendo. Or you might also hear it called a decrescendo. If there's a sudden immediate change in volume, we use the word subito. For example, subito piano means suddenly soft. The standard dynamic markings you need to know are from softest to loudest: PPP, pianissimo, PP, pianissimo, PP piano, MP, mezzo piano, MF mezzo forte, F forte, FF fortissimo, and MFF fortissimo. A really important examiner tip here. OCR penalizes incorrect spelling of these terms in Section B extended responses. So take the time to learn the spellings. Pianissimo has two N's and two S's. Fortissimo has two S's. Mezzo has a double Z. One more crucial distinction, and this comes up as a very common mistake. Dynamics is about volume. Texture is about layers. A thick texture is not the same as a loud dynamic. Candidates who confuse these two concepts lose marks. Remember, dynamics equals volume, texture equals layers. Now let's talk about tempo. Tempo is the speed or pace of the music. Again, Italian terminology is essential. Allegro means fast and lively. Andante means at a walking pace, moderate speed. Adagio means slow and leisurely. Presto means very fast. Largo means very slow and broad. But tempo isn't just about fixed speeds. It can change. Accelerando means gradually speeding up. Ritardando, or retard, means gradually slowing down. Rubato is a beautiful, expressive device where the performer takes slight freedoms with the tempo, pushing and pulling the beat to add emotional weight. Here's a really common mistake in the listening exam. Candidates hear a loud section and describe it as fast. Loud is dynamic. Fast is tempo. They are completely separate elements. If you hear something that sounds intense, ask yourself, is it loud or is it fast or both? Be specific. Third element, articulation. Articulation describes how individual notes are played, their attack, duration, and decay. The key terms here are staccato, which means short and detached. Notes are clipped and separated. Legato, which means smooth and connected. Notes flow into each other seamlessly. Accent or sforzando, which means a note is given a sudden, strong emphasis. And pizzicato, which is specific to string instruments and means the strings are plucked rather than bowed. Now, a really important distinction that catches candidates out. Staccato and pizzicato are not the same thing. Staccato is an articulation that can apply to any instrument. It means short and detached. Pizzicato is a specific string technique. It means plucked. Similarly, legato and slurred are closely related, but not identical. A slur is a specific notation marking connecting two or more notes, while legato is the broader style of smooth playing. Fourth and finally, phrasing. A phrase in music is like a sentence in language. It's a complete musical thought, usually 4 or 8 bars long. Good phrasing means shaping those musical sentences with direction and purpose, building towards a climax and then releasing tension. In your performance work, OCR examiners specifically assess your ability to shape phrases, not just play the right notes, but to give the music a sense of direction and breathing. When these four elements, dynamics, articulation, tempo, and phrasing, work together, they create the full expressive character of a piece. Think about a film score. John Williams, writing for Star Wars, uses a fortissimo brass fanfare with accented articulation and an allegro tempo to create heroism and excitement. Contrast that with a pianissimo string melody in adagio tempo with legato phrasing to create sadness or longing. The notes might be simple. It's the expressive devices that tell the story.
Right, let's talk exam strategy because knowing the content is only half the battle.
In your listening and appraising exam, that's component 05, you'll be asked to identify and describe expressive features in musical extracts. Here are my top tips. Tip 1, always specify whether a dynamic change is gradual or sudden. Don't just write, "it gets louder." Write, "there is a crescendo leading to a fortissimo climax," or "the dynamic changes suddenly from piano to forte, creating a subito effect." That level of precision is what separates a grade 7 answer from a grade 4. Tip 2, when comparing two extracts, use the word whereas to make your contrast explicit. For example, extract A uses legato phrasing, whereas extract B uses staccato articulation. OCR mark schemes reward explicit comparison, so don't leave it implied, state it directly. Tip 3, in film music questions, that's area of study 3, you must link expressive devices to the on-screen action or mood. Don't just identify the technique, explain its effect. For example, tremolo strings create a sense of tension and unease, reflecting the danger facing the character on screen. That's the kind of answer that earns full marks. Tip 4, avoid describing the emotional effect without identifying the musical cause. Writing "it sounds scary" earns no marks. Writing the use of chromaticism and dissonance creates a sense of unease and tension earns marks. Always identify the specific musical element responsible for the effect. Tip 5. Create a glossary of Italian terms and test yourself on the spellings. OCR is strict about this. A misspelled term in an extended response can cost you marks. Okay, let's test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the Italian term for gradually getting louder? The answer is crescendo. Question 2. What does forzando mean? It means a sudden, strong accent on a note. Question 3. What is the difference between staccato and pizzicato? Staccato means short and detached, any instrument. Pizzicato means plucked strings, string instruments only. Question 4. What does rubato mean? It means taking expressive freedom with the tempo, pushing and pulling the beat. Question 5. If you hear a sudden change from loud to soft, what is the correct term? Subito piano. Or you might say a sudden diminuendo. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant, you're well on your way. If you missed any, go back and review the relevant section. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today. Expression in OCR GCSE music covers 4 main elements: dynamics, tempo, articulation, and phrasing. Always use precise Italian terminology. OCR rewards it and penalizes vague English descriptions. Remember the critical distinctions. Dynamics is volume, not speed. Staccato is detached playing, not plucked strings. Legato is smooth, not the same as a slur marking. In your listening exam, be specific about whether changes are gradual or sudden. In film music questions, always link expressive devices to their dramatic effect on screen. In your performance work, shape your phrases. Give the music direction, not just correct notes. The mnemonic to remember the 4 elements is DATP: dynamics, articulation, tempo, phrasing. Or you can remember it as, does a tune please? Does a tune please the audience? That's what expression is all about. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing, and remember, expression is what makes music come alive. Good luck in your exams.